what to say about Ter Kadamba. That's a unique place, even in Braja. And actually, the first time we came here so many years ago, there were more of these trees, and then they were dying one by one. And then by the care of Rishikesh Baba, the place has been maintained so nicely. And before his coming here, the people weren't that friendly, but he's so welcoming to all Vaishnavas from anywhere, everywhere. So we actually really do appreciate
no problem. Pity him.
Yes, very happy. And he's also had many, there were times that, because Nandagram is famous for many things, but it's also famous for very, how to say it, gundas. And they once gave him trouble, and but now he's strong and healthy. He has such a strong spirit. So this place is just so powerful, and but not powerful in the sense of filling you with power. It fills one with softness. Softness and sweetness. And I think everyone naturally experiences this. So before we leave, we take advantage of the holy place, the holy dust, and the holy trees and the holy association to take a moment and pray that we can come back again, hopefully next year, come back again and all chant together Krishna's holy names. It was, for me, it was such a pleasure associating with all you devotees who were chanting so seriously and so intensely, and I very much appreciated your association and taking advantage of this wonderful place. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is one of our standard prayers after we recite Om Ajnana. We recite Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Srila Rupa Goswami understood the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There were external reasons for the Lord's descent and internal reasons, and Srila Rupa Goswami understood the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully, internally and externally. And we pray to him for his mercy so that we can also understand the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has come to us through parampara, through Srila Prabhupada. But in essence, in brief, the mission is to taste Krishna consciousness and distribute it. And by coming together in this sacred place, in this sacred association with this intention, to chant the holy names with attention and feeling, our hearts get flooded. In our, you know, it's a closed heart It doesn't take that much to flood it. So our hearts get flooded and softened. And that is the real nature of bhakti, the intrinsic nature of bhakti, that it is soft and it softens the heart. And I feel very grateful to be here with all of you on this occasion. As Srila Prabhupada wrote, you cannot come to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. First of all, you may not be able to purchase a ticket. And even if you do purchase a ticket, you may not be able to make the flight. And even if you make the flight, so at every step, we're dependent on mercy. So it is definitely by divine mercy that we're here. And so I'm grateful for that mercy. And I just want to take advantage of it as much as I can, so that I can become a better servant. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yet another wonderful day of our holy name retreat comes to the end. I feel it's very nice if we reflect a little bit on Giriraj Maharaj's words, who quoted Srila Prabhupada as saying, "You cannot come to Vrindavan just by purchasing a ticket." This obviously also holds true to Tirthakadamba. You cannot come to Tirthakadamba in a material way, that means by getting a bus ride here. It happens due to blessings, and I really felt that the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami were upon us. He called us here, and he gave us some wealth. The wealth in Krishna consciousness is actually eagerness or loba, or the intense desire to attain the not yet attained treasure of bhakti. So if there's any prize for this supreme luminous bhakti, it is eagerness, the intense desire to have it. I felt as we were chanting, we all passed through our personal and individual difficult times. You know, when for me it was, I for half an hour I had to fight with sleepiness, but then all of a sudden, because I really thought, let's not give up here, the door was opened to a very wonderful experience. And I think for each one of you, the door was opened today a little bit. You have come closer to Krishna consciousness because somehow you have been very eager for this. Srila Rupa Goswami is a very important. Navatamdas Thakur writes about him. He says, "I have heard from the lips of the sadhus. All of them agree that by Srila Rupa's mercy one can attain the lotus feet of the divine couple." And he says, "May the mercy of Sri Rupa fall upon me. Whoever takes shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami is a great personality." And here is a secret which I request you all to contemplate. the secret really is that Rupa is a double personality. He has a double identity. He actually has two identities. There's something that the sound is dying, maybe because of the battery. One identity is as the great Goswami who wrote his literature here, and the second identity,
Hare Krishna,
and the second identity is as the as a personal associate of Srimati Radharani. So Rupa Goswami has two identities. One is a great ascetic who shows us in this world how to behave in Krishna consciousness, and then he will be there in the spiritual world if we have done everything, and he will be there with open arms. He will welcome us, and as we look close upon him, we find out he is a servant of Srimati Radharani called Sri Rupa Manjari. In this word, Sri Rupa Goswami, he teaches us what to do, and in the spiritual world, he receives us with open arms, and there he receives us as Rupa Manjari, a girl servant, a maid servant who is maintained by Srimati Radhika. So you can think of Ter Kadamba, now comes an esoteric term, fasten your seatbelts, as a portal, you know, as a gate or as a doorway to the spiritual world, because here is Rupa Goswami who has taught us what to do, and in the spiritual world he receives us as Rupa Manjari. Bhojan Prabhu has suggested that we end our stay with a small kirtan. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
After the kirtan we will exit through this gate, through this portal there, and there will be Hrishikesh Baba, and he will give you some sweet rice which is prepared by Srimati Radharani. At least the recipe comes from Srimati Radharani. So you can take that sweet rice and then wash your hands in that tank. On the way, if you feel generous, please don't forget your donation into the clay pot, the donation box. And let us end now here with this kirtan, and after the kirtan, we can all pay our obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami and beg him to send us on the way to the eternal service of Srimati Radharani. So then we pay our obeisances and then we go out, take Mahaprasad. If we want and can, give a little donation and then go to the right hand side to embark or to go on the buses. Hare Krishna.